On a Friday morning, the Marion Franklin Center holds a health fair for local residents. Registered nurse Barbara Parker screens for diabetes.
So we're going to use one of the middle fingers. Here we go.
Oh, okay. That wasn't too bad. She slips a thin glucose test strip into the handheld monitor.
Now we're just going to touch the test strip to the drop of blood, and it will... And your result is 81, and that's very, very...
Anyone with diabetes knows monitoring blood sugar levels is essential to prevent long-term complications like kidney failure. But for the uninsured or underinsured, those strips can cost about $1 a piece. Many people need a test every day, some several times a day. The cost adds up quickly. That's why in recent years, a sort of underground market has started to emerge.
Are you or someone in your family diabetic? Do you have boxes of unused diabetic test strips? Would you like to make some money?
Companies like this offer cash for your extra test strips. They advertise on the radio, Facebook, and Craigslist. Homemade signs hang from light posts, often in low-income neighborhoods, urging people to sell their test strips. A box of 50 test strips has a retail cost of about $75. On the street, patients can sell them for $15. Those companies will turn around and sell them to someone else for about $60.
It's not quite a black market.
Laura Hall is an assistant professor at the College of Pharmacy at OSU. She says reselling glucose test strips falls under something called the gray market. It's not illegal, but generally not condoned by healthcare professionals.
Those test strips may be expired. They could be resold in a different container. Could be that there are counterfeit test strips out there.
The FDA regards this market as unsafe because customers can't be sure of what they're getting. If the test strips are stored in hot temperatures, they'll give inaccurate readings. There's also a risk they could be contaminated with someone else's blood. Regardless, Hall says this market exists out of necessity.
There are needs out there that are not being met, or people can't afford the test strip. Maybe it's a supply and demand economic thing.
Hall says a gap in health coverage likely drives this market, especially for people with type 2 diabetes.
You don't get diagnosed till you're probably in your 40s, 50s. And oftentimes that's the uninsured patient population that we've seen here in Columbus.
The supply, Hall says, likely comes from people who have a surplus of test strips and could use the extra cash. Maybe they've been overprescribed by their doctor and the cost is covered by their insurance or Medicaid. Perhaps a relative with diabetes passed away and had some strips left over.
Hello?
Hi, I saw your ad on Craigslist. You were selling some of your test strips.
Oh, yeah.
This man who did not want to be identified advertised 3 boxes of test strips for $50, but said he preferred to sell them to a diabetic who needs them, not one of those companies that resells them.
I think it's a total ripoff. You know, I mean, it's not about the person's issue, but it's about companies basically taking advantage of people and just making money.
He said he got these test strips from a relative who passed away a few years ago.
Honestly, it I mean, to say the least, it should be downright illegal.
While there's no official data, this market has been reported on in several major U.S. cities, from Palm Beach, Florida to Seattle. The FDA has initiated criminal proceedings in cases where strips are expired, counterfeit, or defective. Esther Honig, WOSU News.